Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mills, Capriati, and Troxler become a flop. Could it be true? We know that many beat around the bush. They don't say things as they are. They only say victory messages. One thing that has always been carried out. For many years now, the history of club culture in Italy has been made of great ascents and triumphs, but also of protracted crises and setbacks. But you will hardly ever read on paper that something went wrong. On the one hand, it is nice that everyone feels part of something and cheers for the success of the scene, but is it really so? Hiding its less beautiful sides? Be that as it may, for Capriati and friends, Capriati played his best set we've ever heard him do, a very entertaining techno, while Parisio, Marc Antonio, Madonna, Capuano was so engaging and interesting, really breathing Italian techno, Ralph, very good, GNMR as well, Sylvie Lotto, and Cassie, absolutely right in context. And the fact of being in a place like the San Paolo Stadium, or nicknamed the Diego Armando Maradona Stadium, gave an immense added value. On Polyphonic in Milan, instead, there was quality like clubbing in a range that goes from the techno of Mills and Surgeon, with a set also full of electro and drum and bass, really beautiful, and Troxler and Palms tracks, with a set with something significant in the middle. There have been many Italian DJs, we mentioned Simone de Kunovic, Nicola Mazzetti, and Dirty Channels, who have reached a very high level for clubbing. There were also many girls in a subdivision of the lineup, almost 50-50. But was everything okay? On the right? Unfortunately, no. In Naples, for Joseph Capriati and friends, far fewer people arrived than expected. At a glance, at 5,000 or 6,000, in the face of expectations that multiplied these figures by at least 3. In short, the public was disappointing. At Polyphonic, it went even worse, an eye to 2,500 people on the first day. Then, in reality, with the circulation and recirculation during the day, it seems to have clearly exceeded 3,000, reaching almost 4,000 on Saturday, almost half the next day instead. With the result that, to create a minimum of mass effect, the two minor sets closed early on Sunday, for example, forcing Surgeon to play 2 hours earlier than announced, in front of a few hundred people, to convey everyone in front of the main stage, so at least Seth Troxler had a bit of a crowd in front. This is Trip Records Podcast, all about the world of clubbing. If you are interested, Trip Records Sets is still active. You will always find the link in the description. See you next time. Bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.